Hey you, and welcome back to The Deep Dive. Today we're tackling something I know is on a lot of our minds. Feeling fantastic and maybe trimming down a bit.
Sounds good.
I'm especially buzzing about this because we're plunging into the smoothie diet. You know, that 21-day plan by Drew Skoudis.
I know the one.
Our goal, to really get to grips with what this diet is all about. We've looked at a comprehensive review, and even better, I get to share my own experience, and spoiler alert, it was really positive.
Oh, excellent. First-hand accounts are always great.
Totally. And look, if you're like me, you want the good stuff, you want it thorough, but like without your brain feeling overwhelmed. So let's get into it.
It sounds like a very timely topic, and having your personal insights, well, that'll offer a unique perspective for everyone listening.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because I recently gave the smoothie diet a whirl, and honestly, it was such a fantastic experience. I'm really excited to walk you through why I'm such a fan. And hey, quick heads up, if this sounds like something you're curious about trying yourself, there's a special discounted link waiting for you in the description below. Definitely check that out.
Good tip.
Okay, so let's dive right in. What exactly is the smoothie diet?
In essence, it's a structured 21-day weight management approach. Drew Skoudis created it.
Oh, yeah.
The framework involves substituting two of your daily meals with specifically formulated smoothies.
Right. Two smoothies.
Yeah. And then you enjoy one balanced, solid meal, and you incorporate a couple of snacks throughout the day. Sort of helps keep hunger at bay.
Right. And there's that optional 3-day detox at the very beginning, too, isn't there? I know some people find that appealing, like a quick reset.
Precisely. We saw a report from a Reddit user, Tina, I think. She mentioned losing 4 pounds just during that initial detox.
Wow.
She called it a real game changer, which,
yeah,
you know, can be quite encouraging for people starting out.
Wow. 4 pounds in 3 days. That's a great initial boost.
Yeah.
Now, this isn't just about, like, tossing whatever's in the fridge into a blender, is it? There's a whole system involved.
Exactly. No, it's much more structured. The smoothie diet is built around a detailed toolkit.
Yeah.
You typically get it through an ebook from the official website.
Okay, an ebook.
Yeah, usually costs around $49. And this ebook contains 36 distinct smoothie recipes. It even has options for like keto and lower calorie needs.
And those recipes are incredibly helpful. What else does the toolkit provide?
Well, it also includes carefully crafted weekly shopping lists designed to really streamline your grocery trips.
Oh, baby.
And you'll find day-by-day meal plans that clearly outline, you know, when to have your smoothies, your solid meal, your snacks. Plus, it's packed with tips on blending and storing. Really practical stuff.
I can absolutely vouch for that convenience.
Yeah.
Seriously, for me, those shopping lists, total game changer. Took all the thinking out of what to buy. And the recipes were just fantastic. I particularly loved the, what was it called? Tropical Burst, maybe. It tasted so vibrant and kept me feeling really satisfied. Made sticking to it so much easier.
That makes a big difference.
It really does. And just a quick reminder for anyone thinking about trying this, that special discounted link to get the ebook and all those resources is down in the description.
You did.
So we know it's in the toolkit, but let's get into the heart of it, those smoothie recipes. What kind of ingredients are we typically looking at?
Generally, the recipes feature a blend of fruits, think berries, bananas, mangoes. They give natural sweetness and fiber.
Okay.
You'll also find a good selection of vegetables, spinach, kale, cucumber, you know, for vitamins and minerals.
The green stuff.
Exactly. Protein is often incorporated too, like whey or plant-based powders, sometimes Greek yogurt.
Right.
And for healthy fats and to keep you full, nuts and seeds like chia, flax seeds, almonds. Then it's all blended with liquids, almond milk, coconut water, or just plain water.
It sounds like a really well thought out balance, actually. And the review highlighted some specific examples, didn't it?
Yes, it did. There's the Tropical Sunrise, noted as keto friendly, often has mango, pineapple, Greek yogurt, coconut water, lower carb.
Sounds delicious.
Then there's the Green Warrior, great for a nutritional boost. Usually spinach, avocado, banana, almond milk, flax seeds.
Mm-hmm.
For calorie conscious folks, there's the Chocolate Dream, often cocoa, banana, maybe peanut butter, oat milk.
Ooh, chocolate.
And for post-workout, the Berry Protein Power. Combines blueberries, whey protein, kale, and water.
They all sound so appealing. And I remember seeing that they specifically offered keto and low-co options, which is great for different preferences.
Absolutely. We saw one Reddit user, SmoothieFan23, who specifically praised a keto chocolate avocado smoothie, said it hit the spot for cravings but kept them on track.
Nice.
The real advantage is that strategic mix. High fiber for fullness, protein for satiety, healthy fats for sustained energy.
I definitely appreciated the variety. It kept things interesting, you know. Never felt like I was stuck drinking the same old thing.
Yeah, variety is key.
Plus, knowing I was getting a good dose of fruits and veggies, that just made me feel really good about it.
Yeah.
Now let's talk health aspects. We're blending up lots of good stuff, so what are the nutritional benefits?
Well, you're getting a significant amount of fiber, helps digestion, keeps you full, helps stabilize blood sugar.
Right.
The fruits and veggies give you a wide spectrum of essential vitamins, antioxidants vital for overall health, supports the immune system. The review even pointed out a single smoothie can give you a big chunk of your daily vitamin C or A.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I definitely noticed a positive change in my energy levels while I was on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, genuinely felt more vibrant. My friend Megan did it too, and she described her energy as feeling like a sunny day. I totally get that now.
That boost in energy is a common report, but you know, it's important to touch on potential considerations
Yeah.
too. Because you're replacing solid meals, some might find protein absorption feels different. Also, the natural fruit sugars, while good, can add up depending on the recipe.
That's a fair point. But the review did say you can manage that by choosing recipes wisely, right?
Yeah.
Like Megan did, skipping some high sugar ones.
Precisely. Balancing fruit content, making sure you get enough protein elsewhere. And of course, it's always smart for anyone with pre-existing health conditions to chat with their doctor first.
Absolutely. Always the best approach.
Oh.
Okay, the big question. Does the smoothie diet actually work for weight loss?
The main way it supports weight loss is by creating a calorie deficit.
Makes sense.
The smoothies are typically between 200 and 400 calories, so that often means a lower overall daily intake compared to regular meals.
And what kind of results are people seeing, weight loss wise?
The review indicates users report losing anywhere from 5 to maybe 20 pounds over the 21 days.
Wow, that's quite a range.
Yeah, it's similar to other structured plans focused on calorie reduction. We saw a Trustpilot user, Kelly, lost 12 pounds combining it with workouts. And you mentioned your coworker, Jake, lost 5 pounds.
Yes, Jake was definitely pleased. And I can personally attest to the positive impact it had for me with weight management. It just fit really well into my routine.
That's key.
And I think it's crucial to remember, like the review said, consistency and healthy habits like exercise, even Megan's walks, really boost success.
Absolutely. It's the whole picture.
And hey, if you're feeling motivated by these results, don't forget that special discounted pricing is still available through the link in the description. Just saying.
It's not just the diet itself, but how it fits into a broader healthy lifestyle that often determines the outcome.
So true. Okay, we've heard numbers, but what about more of those real-world experiences? What kind of feedback are people sharing?
The feedback is overwhelmingly positive, actually. Lots of users on Reddit and Trustpilot mention how easy the smoothies are to make.
Yeah, they really are quick.
And the taste. Many recipes, especially things like chocolate peanut butter, get rave reviews.
Can confirm.
Another common point is increased energy levels. Just like your friend Megan, feeling more bouncy.
I absolutely felt that energy boost. It was a really welcome surprise, honestly.
Now, the review does acknowledge some challenges. Some users mentioned initial hunger, especially during that 3-day detox,
Okay.
and also the potential cost of ingredients adding up depending on what you choose. So it's not totally without minor hurdles for some, but the general vibe seems very favorable.
It's always good to have that balanced view. Now, if someone decides, yep, I want to try this, where's the best and safest place to actually get the smoothie diet?
The review strongly recommends going directly to the official Smoothie Diet website to buy the ebook.
The official site. Got it.
That way, you ensure you get the genuine program, plus access to any money-back guarantees or special bundle deals they might have. It's usually around $49.
And it's really important to be careful about those free download things you sometimes see online, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Big warning there. Those can often be scams, might contain malware, or just be outdated versions. We saw a Reddit user blended up. Had a bad experience with a fake download.
Yikes. Okay.
So, sticking to the official source is definitely the safest way to go. And just one more time for everyone listening, that special discounted pricing we keep mentioning, it's available through the link in the description below.
That's safety first, always. Good advice.
Yeah.
Now, let's just circle back quickly to that 3-day detox. It's optional, but what exactly does it involve?
Essentially, it's a short period right at the start of the 21 days where all your meals are replaced with specific detox smoothie recipes.
All meals for 3 days.
Yes. The idea is to kind of help the body adjust, maybe kickstart the weight loss process, give it a bit of a reset with lots of fruits and veggies.
And we heard earlier some people lost a few pounds just in that phase.
Yes, the review mentioned reports of about 3 to 5 pounds lost during those initial 3 days. Though it's worth noting some of that is likely water weight changes.
Right.
That Reddit user Tina, who had such a positive start, reported that initial loss too. And the ebook gives specific recipes for it, like a green cleanse, berry flush, tropical detox.
Those sound intense, but probably packed with goodness. I personally skipped the detox and just jumped into the main 21-day plan, but I can see how it could be a really motivating start for some people.
Yeah, it can give that quick sense of accomplishment, help people feel lighter as they transition into the main program.
Well, this has been incredibly informative, seriously helpful.
Yeah.
To wrap everything up, what are the key takeaways about the smoothie diet based on the review and, well, my own really positive experience?
I'd say the smoothie diet offers a structured, convenient approach to weight management. There's potential for significant weight loss. Plus, that noticeable boost in energy seems common. And it's a tasty way to get more fruits, veggies, and protein through a well-designed plan with lots of recipes.
Exactly. I found it so incredibly easy to fit into my day, and I genuinely look forward to the smoothies. They weren't a chore at all.
And while the review notes minor points like potential initial hunger or ingredient cost, the overall positive outcomes and the resources in the ebook seem to make it a worthwhile option for many people looking for this kind of plan.
I wholeheartedly agree. So look, if you're searching for a straightforward plan that actually tastes delicious and has the potential to help you feel healthier, maybe shed a few pounds, I'd absolutely recommend checking out the smoothie diet. Based on everything we've discussed and how great I felt doing it.
Seems like a solid recommendation.
And remember, one last time, you can find that special discounted pricing waiting for you via the link in the description below. Definitely don't miss out on that deal.
It does sound like a promising avenue for those seeking a structured start to their wellness journey.
Absolutely. So for everyone listening, maybe the question is, are you ready to blend your way to a healthier and more energized you?
Good question to end on.
Click that link in the description for the special discounted pricing and maybe start your own smoothie diet journey today. Thanks so much for diving deep with us.